I'm Nikki Padfield, and I'm here today to explain why we hope that we've organised a conference which will be really useful for teachers in schools, colleges, FE colleges, who are teaching students on A-level law courses and related courses. I was actually a senior examiner for one of the exam boards 25 years ago, and I was very conscious that for many teachers it was really difficult getting hold of up-to-date information. So originally we set up this course really as a way of getting information out. Now there's probably too much material, but teachers still, of course, need to synthesise that material. For the last 20 years or more, we've run this course with various aims in mind. A key part of the day is to offer teachers a chance to talk with those who are at the cutting edge of research in the areas which are taught in A-level law. For example, this year, I'm sure Penny Derbyshire will be talking about her new book, Sitting in Judgment, The Working Lives of Judges. It's an intriguing account and very detailed account of what judges actually do. She also always gives a panoramic account of the many changes in the English legal system. I'll be talking about sentencing and justice issues, and it so happens on the day that we're recording this, it's the report stage of the Legal Aid Sentencing and Punishment of Offenders Bill in the House of Commons, when, rather shockingly to my mind, a number of really important amendments, new clauses are being added into the bill at a rather late stage in its passage through Parliament. Obviously, the meaning of the abolition of IPP, the new automatic life sentences, what it means to suspend a sentence for up to 2 years, we'll be able to discuss that at the conference in the context of what on the A-level law syllabus is a punishment element on the syllabus. The other speakers this year, we've invited Paul Davis on contract, Janet O'Sullivan on tort, Graham Virgo on crime. They're all leading experts who are really well positioned to put the shifting edges of their subjects into context. Even contract, tort, crime, they don't sit still in our society. It may be Parliament, it may sometimes be the EU, very often courts, of course, but the boundaries, the ideas are constantly shifting, and this conference gives people the chance to explore these recent developments. But it's not just about stretching the brain. We're very clear also that teachers are very, very interested in sharing with each other recent developments in teaching, teaching skills, as well as in teaching practice, exchange of ideas, very usefully led last year and indeed again this year by Tony Stefaniuk. And then a very valuable part of the conference is the chance to brainstorm with examiners, the chief examiner normally of the various exam boards, on what exactly is required of the good student in the A-level exam. So instrumental teachers' concerns as well as the more abstract academic ideas. Sadly, the conference this year will only be 1 day long. This is as a result of funding constraints as much as anything. I'm certainly not the only person to greatly regret the cost of the conference, but we have done what we can to condense all the valuable elements of the conference into what may be a rather intense 1 day conference, but it'll be in that wonderful venue, Madingley Hall, which many people know well from previous years. So we're hopeful, and indeed perhaps I should say confident, that this 1 day programme will offer to teachers a huge amount of value in terms of update and brainstorming generally on the subjects relevant for A-level law and other subjects taught in schools and colleges in this country. Thank you.